Welcome to Calcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 105. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Greetings, faithful God Network News fans and all you new listeners to God Network News. We're really excited to be bringing you fresh news from the field of what God's doing amongst Unreached People Group. And we want to thank you for all of you that listen to our series on the Middle East and all of the incredible stories and the comments that you gave. Please don't hesitate to put comments on our website and any questions you might have. And do visit those links that we have put in the show notes if you're interested in getting in contact with some of those interesting people that are behind the stories. And we want to start a whole new series, and this one is going to be very exciting. We've got tremendous amount of stories, fantastic, incredible stories of God's miracles from the continent of deep, dark Africa. Actually, it's not deep, dark Africa anymore, because about 60% of the population of that continent are now believers in Jesus. But there are still many unreached people groups there, and we've got a lot of workers that are doing incredible, miraculous work amongst those remaining unreached people groups. So we want to begin this new series on unreached peoples in Africa, and so we want to start this series, and I hope that you will be inspired by all of these great stories from the continent of Africa. Hello, God Network News listeners. Here we are once again in South Africa at a retreat where we have some incredible people, probably one of the greatest collections of church planters, and not just church planters, but people that are being used of God to start movements of multiplying churches amongst unreached peoples all over the unreached world. So it's really exciting to have with us once again today, Paulo, that works in Tanzania in Africa. And it's just amazing the stories that I've been hearing from him, and just gives such glory to God. And so we have another story here that we'll be sharing a little bit about a brother that he met, and through some interesting circumstances, and brought him together, and they became partners in the work that's there, and God used them both greatly. So, Paulo, please tell us a little bit more about your friend.
I met this friend for the very first time in one village because I was working and doing some initiatives among the Maasai people in one village. So then I think for the third or fourth time I was in the village, I met a guy. So I just saw him preaching, going to house by house, village by village. And that guy was there. So then I approached him, I asked him his name, I asked him about his family, some things, just few things. So then I asked him, where are you from? Where you came from now? And he said, I came from a village. So when he told me the name of the village, I said, wow, but it is very far from here, from there to here. Then I asked, where is your motorbike or your bicycle, your car? Then he said to me, I don't have anything. Then I said, you came on foot? He said, yes, I came on foot, just house by house and village by village, and just preaching and sharing the good news of Jesus.
That is incredible.
Yeah, then I said, wow, but it is really something amazing. So I told him, because I got excited to see that he was walking 26 kilometers.
Wow.
Just to preach the gospel. But 26, one way. But yeah, now right. he now has to go back to his home.
Right.
More 26 kilometers.
Wow.
So, then I said to him, I want to know more about you. I want to come and visit you one day. So then he said, yes, okay, no problem. So then he told me the place that he was leaving his house.
Mm-hmm.
So we just appointed a day. I went there the day that we talked. So when I got there, he introduced to me his wife and his kids. He had six kids and one wife. So they were living in a house, in a small house. They make by mud
yeah,
and sticks.
Yeah,
just a small house.
Wow.
So then it was amazing. So he got some few money that he has in his pocket. And then he sent one of his kids to buy some food for me and my wife, just
wow.
to receive us with a good hospitality. It
wow.
was amazing for
That's...
me. So then that thing impressed me.
Yeah.
Because a very poor man, just walking village by village and sharing the good news of Jesus. Then he told me, if you can come another day, I want to take you to one place, another village that I want to start a work there with kids and the families. So then in another day, I and him, we went to Notice Village.
Okay.
So it was amazing to see he gathered some kids there under the tree. You know, many things in Africa.
Yeah, that's right.
We solve under the tree. We solve and we do under the tree. So then he gathered some kids and some families. So then we just start to do some things together there. It was amazing. So then we set up another date to go back there to that village that he was working with. I went with my wife. So it was amazing. After that the third time, in fact, that I met him, I felt in my heart to propose him to stay with me and work together with me doing evangelism in different places. So he accepted the challenge. He said, okay, I will be together with you. If you are a man of God, he told me, I will be together with you.
Yeah, well, that's great.
So it was amazing to know more about him and to know more about what God was doing through his life. So I was living in Tanzania. It was the very first time we met in 2011. So I was in the field just working, doing evangelism and doing things. But God gave me that man. God put that man on my way. Mm-hmm. I totally believe that God made a way to make us together,
mm-hmm.
for we work together. So because I was in the field and working, a friend of mine, her name is Christina. She lives in she's a friend of mine. So then she proposed us for me and my wife to participate in a training, church planting training, or DMM.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was very good for us. So then we went there to this training in Brazil. So then we did the training, church planting training in Brazil. It was amazing for us. It was very good. So then we took this training from Brazil to Tanzania. We did it in Tanzania. So then I said to Godfrey, now you have to do it. We are working together. I did it. And on that time, it was 2 weeks course.
Wow.
So then he did it. It was amazing. So, and Godfrey, he was an amazing person. He was someone that he didn't lost any opportunity, any chance to share the good news of Jesus. He shared the good news of Jesus with Muslim people, non-Christian people, Christian people, pagan people, people without any religion, animist, with anybody. He was always ready to share the word of God and the news from Jesus Christ to the people.
That's great.
So we start to work together and to do church planting together, because from the training we got, we understood more about the vision of church planting movements.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really very good from this training to receive this vision, to see many people coming to Jesus. And Godfrey, always he was with me. So the history of Godfrey, he received Jesus in his life in 1994 in an area in the north of Dodoma in Tanzania. So he received Jesus through some missionaries from England.
Mm.
Some missionaries from England, they moved from England to live in the north of Dodoma region in Tanzania.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So then they moved to that village, the village that Godfrey was living.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then they met Godfrey, they preached the gospel to Godfrey. Godfrey learned English from them.
Oh, wow.
So, but they didn't train Godfrey, but some, I mean about church planting,
mm-hmm.
What I mean, but God, the Holy Spirit put fire, passion in the heart of Godfrey.
Mm-hmm.
So then he just started to do the work of God in different places. On the way that he received, he was just passing through others.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So
it's amazing that they not only brought the gospel to him and he accepted Christ, but also they taught him English.
Yes.
And it was through English he was able to communicate with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so otherwise he wouldn't have been able to connect with you.
Yes,
later
because
on the
first time, on the very first time, I didn't know to speak Swahili language, the language that speak in Tanzania. Now I know I can speak without big problems Swahili, but on that time, just English.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.